It's a Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Here's Payne and Pendergast.
All right, are we going to get, have a neutered Tom Brady in the booth this season? We'll get to that in a second. We will get to putting our finishing touches on at least the morning show prep for the Texans and the Packers. We'll get our Seth Payne prediction in the final segment for this game.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. You got a prediction. Seth's been good.
That the texter made a really good point about the linebackers, the backup linebackers being in the second year of this defense, and it's a really good point. It's changing my feelings a little bit in a good way.
See, that's good. That's why it's good that you wait until the 9 o'clock hour to do your prediction. Me,
I respect our listeners.
I'm like 6:30. I'm out. Here it is. Whipping out my prediction at 6:30. So we'll get to that in the final segment. We talked earlier about Tom Brady now being an owner of the Las Vegas Raiders and all the restrictions that they're putting on him that would seem to make it hard to be the A-list color commentator when you're not allowed. You're not allowed at other teams' practices. You're not allowed in their facilities. You're not allowed in broadcast meetings interviewing players.
Yeah.
I would think these are crucial things to doing that job. Otherwise, go figure, they wouldn't do these things if they weren't necessary.
Right, yeah, it's not one of those things they're doing. It is fun. That's one of the things I enjoy about watching a broadcast with a good color commentator or play-by-play is if they give you information that hasn't been public knowledge yet.
Yes.
You know, he told us a story about how Bill O'Brien pinned him up against the wall. Stuff like that.
Yeah.
You don't necessarily get those tidbits, especially when Tom Brady, I was skeptical of Tim Tebow going into broadcasting just because he'd never really shown a lot of personality or anything.
Yeah.
But he ended up, I was pleasantly surprised that he was really good. And part of what works for him is that, especially when he first started out, he'd be interviewing these college athletes, and these guys were super excited just to be talking to Tim Tebow, and they would kind of have a certain rapport with him. Likewise, Brady. Tom Brady sitting in a production meeting talking to quarterbacks. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
And Tom Brady would be able to give insight into, you know, what they've been going through and their challenges and all of that. So without him, he's going to be able to watch video of these production meetings and everything, but without him actually being able to, and then talking to the offensive coordinators and all of that.
You don't get any of that.
That's a big part of what really could have put Tom Brady up and over is all of that inside information that he'd be getting.
Dude,
and he's going to get a little bit of it, but not in the same degree that if you were the person sitting down talking to people.
If I were Greg Olson, now I may be a much pettier individual than Greg Olson, but if I'm Greg Olson and I'm feeling a certain kind of way about Brady taking my job, I am leaning heavy on things I'm learning in production meetings and things I'm learning by going to practice and all the things.
Is he going to conspicuously bring it up though? Like, in the production meeting, which I was lucky enough to sit down with this young man and have this conversation with him face to face.
I hope he flaunts it.
Yeah.
I hope he's just like, you know, in the production meetings, which I attend every week.
Yeah.
I think it'd be great. So Brady also is not allowed to criticize referees. Kind of a problem when you're the lead color analyst. Not allowed to criticize other teams. Kind of a problem when there's 31 of those whose games you might be doing. Now, I'll say this. Like, the real conflict of interest would be if Brady were doing a Las Vegas Raiders game, right? Like, he's the owner and he's the commentator on the game. I don't think we need to worry about the Raiders being A-list Fox-worthy anytime soon. So that's a
thing.
But,
yeah, when it comes to criticizing or anything else like that, that could go one of either two ways. It could either be really good because he does have inside insight on all this stuff, or it could be bad because he's way too careful and cautious.
I would think he's going to steer towards careful and cautious would be if that were to ever happen.
The part about the officials that's upsetting is that's one area where I think with Brady, part of it is right now he's feeling his way out. He's somebody that's going to get better at it as he goes along. But like that super angry, competitive Tom Brady, that's what I want to see.
Yeah.
And I want to see him direct. I want to see him get so frustrated with the way a quarterback is operating or something. Or at the very least, and the easiest avenue into it is if there's an egregiously bad call.
Right.
I want to see Tom Brady get irate and angry about it, and now we'll never see that.
We might not get petty Tom Brady, man, because this is something that we got I believe this was the game that they were doing over the weekend, Tom Brady and Kevin Burkhardt. They were on that Lions-Cowboys, that debacle of a game. I feel like Brady, the first 6 weeks that he's done Cowboys games, like five of the first 6 weeks, it feels like he's done the Cowboys game every single week. But are we going to get – like, is he allowed to complain about things Peyton Manning used to do?
They've gotten really tight on calling those pick plays. Any remote contact was a flag. I saw Peyton and Manning when he threw 55 touchdowns. There were more pick plays in that offense in the history of NFL football, and since then they've been cracking down. And believe me, I tried to use them all the time, too. It's a pick and roll in basketball when they play man, and when you identify, it can end up being a pretty easy touchdown, but there's such a fine line between an OPI and a legal pick play.
Sounded like criticism of the officials to me right there. Is he allowed to criticize Peyton Manning?
Was it retroactive criticism, yeah. I guess, right? That Peyton was getting preferential treatment, but it is criticism of the officials.
It is criticism, yeah.
So you're not allowed to say that. All right.
Criticism of Peyton Manning and that offense doing things that for sure the Patriots also did for low those many years. Like Patriots never ran pick plays, I'm sure.
This feels like you were given a, you know, somebody gifted you a Shelby Cobra, but surprise, it's got a Hyundai engine in it.
Right.
You know, it feels like you're tamping down a muscle car here, or at least a potential muscle car.
So I guess the only former Patriot that we can rely upon now in broadcasting to get super petty, because we are the pettiest show on radio, especially on Tuesdays at 8, would be Bill Belichick. This is Bill Belichick going in on the New York Jets, who he was employed by as the coach for multiple one-day tenures back in the day. Yeah, here was Belichick going in on the Jets on the Manning cast on the Monday night game this week. Between the Jets and the Buffalo Bills.
It's kind of what it's been there at the Jets. You know, it barely won over 30% in the last 10 years. So, you know, the owner being the owner, just ready, fire, aim.
But, Bill, you mentioned, I mean, in 99, you were the DC for the Jets. Parcells was the head coach. He stepped down. You replaced him for a day before resigning. We have a recreation of your resignation letter that we can show here. You wrote, quote, "I resigned as HC of the NYJ," and you wrote it on a napkin. Bill, looking back, which is stranger, that you resigned on a napkin or that you couldn't be bothered to write out the words head coach?
I was tight on space. Hey, look, Peyton, I was the head coach of the Jets twice. I was the head coach before Parcells came there, and I was the head coach after Bill resigned. Undefeated, unscored on. All right. My career as a coach of the Jets, it's unblemished.
Immaculate. Yeah.
he's definitely, I'm guessing the future's odds on him coaching the Jets plummeted after that, after he called out the owner.
They never should have been high to begin with. He
no,
hates
no,
the Jets.
No, no.
Yeah.
No, I know, but it was I think it's hard not to fall in love with like the potential for the Game of Thrones type twist of fate.
Yeah.
Or what have you, where like, oh yeah, enemies become friends, friends become enemies, all that stuff.
Ready, fire, aim.
They'll pay him $35 million a year to come coach the Jets. Just please save us. We need you now.
Yeah, yeah.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Yeah. There's one other Belichick. This is a pretty good one. This is Belichick when he was head coach of the Patriots. Early on in his Patriots tenure there, he was head coach in the Pro Bowl. What they used to do was if they had the two previous year Super Bowl coaches coaching the Pro Bowl, the following year. The Pro Bowl always used to be after the Super Bowl was over. So Belichick, this is a super petty thing that he did to Art Modell, who was the owner of the Baltimore Ravens at the time, and Bill Belichick's former boss in Cleveland, who fired him a few years before this.
Didn't you bring Peter Boulware because Art Modell would have had to pay him a $1 million bonus if he made the Pro Bowl just because you wanted to stick it to Modell? Is that true or is that legend?
Well, I selected Boulware as the bonus player because he was a good player. He was a good pass rusher, could play outside linebacker, and I thought he would help our team. Yeah, he had a $1 million bonus. Yeah, he had a $1 million bonus in his contract. He made the Pro Bowl, sure. And when he got there, he just walked across the room and handed me his credit card and said, "Okay, coach, this one's on me."
I love that. He gave us the best chance to win in the Pro Bowl.
That's the one usually when, okay, you're winning games, you pull your starters and everything, and it always gets dicey towards the end of the season when, okay, a guy might have a performance bonus, but you want to rest him, but like you want to give him that chance. I feel like it wasn't the reason that he signed Boulware, but I bet if you go back through and look at the game flow of some of those games, Boulware might have been playing later into games than he otherwise would have been.
Maybe.
Or scheme up a blitz. We've got a lead, but let's just go ahead and scheme up a couple of blitzes just for Boulware, just to be sure that he gets that Pro Bowl. Yeah.
Maybe. Ted used to say that Belichick would mess with his... Ted had snap count bonuses, and he was on the wrong side of that.
He'd pull them just to be sure he didn't
get them. Yeah. He saw a lot of that with Belichick. But yeah, Belichick, coach of the Pro Bowl, selects Baltimore Ravens linebacker Peter Boulware to go to the Pro Bowl so that Modell would get stuck with $1 million.
He actually selected him. I didn't understand that part of it. All right. Yeah. He was handpicked.
You got a bonus play. That's why he said bonus player. Back then, the coach of the Pro Bowl got to pick one of their own guys.
A lot more sense to me now. Yeah. All right. I was very confused.
He took the guy that was going to stick Art Modell, the owner of the Ravens, with $1 million tap. He cost Art Modell $1 million. Now, Boulware deserved to make it. He was a good player, but I'm guessing there was some motivation there for Belichick. All right, let's give away those Tom Segura tickets right now. Caller number 5, 713-572-4610. Caller number 5 is going to see Tom Segura live at NRG Arena on April the 5th. Caller number 5, 713-572-4610. Give us a shout right now, and you will be on your way April the 5th to see Tom Segura. All right, we're getting you guys ready. Final touches on our prep for Packers Texans on Sunday, kickoff at noon here on Sports Radio 610. We will give our predictions. I gave mine earlier. Seth gives his in the 9 o'clock hour. Seth's been pretty on target with his predictions the last couple weeks, so you'll want to stay tuned for that. And keys to the game for Sunday for the Texans. That is coming up next.